This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's time for the gall talk. As we face down the road to snowplows, we can still go out and look for them. First up, what are they? Galls are abnormal growths that occur on leaves, twigs, roots, or flowers of many plants. Most galls are caused by irritation and/or stimulation of plant cells due to feeding or egg-laying by insects such as aphids, midges, wasps, or mites. Some galls are the result of infections by bacteria, fungi, or nematodes and are difficult to tell apart from insect-caused galls. Seeing the insect or its eggs may help you tell an insect gall from a gall caused by other organisms, but that's not always easy. Next up, there are a ton of them. I have a hackberry tree that's notorious for having psyllids, which cause galls on the underside of the leaves. For this tree, in this instance, with this insect, the psyllid, it doesn't hurt the tree. I did have a tree service tell me I needed to spray the tree for aphids. This is why you must check out credentials. Anyway, as I was saying, in general, galls provide a home for the insect where it can feed, lay eggs, and develop. Each type of gall producer is specific to a particular kind of plant. Galls may appear as balls, knobs, lumps, or warts. In addition to the unusual structure of galls, they draw attention due to their range of colors, red, green, yellow, or black. Factors such as weather, plant susceptibility, and pest populations affect the occurrence of galls on plants from year to year. There are a lot of different types of galls. I have lots of pictures and more information, as well as other resources for you on my website, gardenbite.com. Most of the time, as with my hackberry, galls really don't hurt anything, although they may stunt growth in some instances. They do make some cool decorations for festive containers. Find more on gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.